before the creation of the angels, God was already. That means his Ten Commandments were also valid before the creation of beings. If angels are sexless, why was the seventh commandment valid from the beginning? Did it apply in God's foreknowledge because he knew that he would create man? Which of the Ten Commandments did Lucifer, Satan, break? Now, Martin, we've actually answered that one previously, but we'll look at it again. Matthew 22:30 says, "For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven." There's a statement in the spirit of prophecy that the law, when it was codified for humanity, was codified to meet him in the condition that he was in. The principles of the law had always existed, but the codification was to meet man where he was. So in other words, when it talks about adultery, can you commit spiritual adultery?
Definitely.
So it doesn't have to be physical adultery, right?
No, and actually Jesus made that very clear.
Yes.
When he said, even if you look at a woman lustfully,
yes,
you commit adultery.
All right, but even if there wasn't lust, they still had spiritual adultery.
Yes.
Did Satan break the seventh commandment?
Yep.
Wasn't he supposed to be married to Christ?
That's it.
And was he going to exalt himself and divorce himself from that situation? He committed adultery.
Yeah.
Not in a sexual sense,
no,
but in a spiritual,
yes,
sense. So before the creation of the angels, God was already. That means his Ten Commandments were also valid before the creation of beings, because the Ten Commandments represent his character. So they were embodied in Christ. And so we have to keep these commandments. Did it apply in God's knowledge, foreknowledge, because he knew that he would create man? That too.
But it was already there, so the principles never changed.
The principles never changed. The idea is fixed, but it was codified and written for fallen humanity so that they could, without a doubt, understand what it was about. So in the new world, the situation will be different. It has not been revealed exactly what it is like, so let's not go beyond what it is written, no, except to say that whatever it will be better and superior to what it is now.
True. And like you've mentioned on that other episode that we had about the Lucifer breaking these, he broke every single one, all 10.
All 10.
Yeah. Not only one, and like we've mentioned before, you break one, you break all. He actually did break all 10.
He broke all 10 because he started off with coveting. And in the process of coveting, he breaks the first and the last commandment, right?
In our first statement, I think, didn't we get that from when one of the reasons he fell was because it started off with envy,
yes,
jealousy.
Yes.
So that's.
And where does it lead to? It leads to all the others: spiritual adultery, lying. Did it lead to murder?
Yes.
Didn't he murder the Son of God?
Yes.
Didn't he incite to murder?
Mm-hmm.
So if it was in his heart to murder, then he murdered, yeah, right?
Well, didn't he incite Abel to murder?
Yes. Did he dishonor his father?
Mm-hmm. Hmm? Definitely.
So did he break the fifth commandment?
Yeah.
Did he break the Sabbath?
Yes.
Yes, because, yes, he assumed the authority that belonged to God. That's breaking the Sabbath, that's irrespective of whether it was that day or not. As soon as he took the authority, he broke the fourth commandment. But did he break the third commandment?
Yes.
Yes, all his actions break the third commandment, every single one. Did he raise himself as an idol and therefore,
yep,
break the second commandment? And did he have other gods?
Yeah.
Besides
himself.
So he broke them all 10.